Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of unfinished tasks? Like your to-do list is longer than the queue for Taylor Swift tickets. Yeah, me too, but guess what? We're not alone. Procrastination is basically the universal human experience. It's like that friend who always says they'll call you back but never does, except it's us doing it to ourselves. But listen up, because today we're diving deep into a game changer, the Pomodoro Technique. This isn't some fluffy self-help mumbo-jumbo, it's a scientifically backed system that can actually help you conquer procrastination and become a productivity ninja. So, what exactly is this magic bullet? The Pomodoro Technique is all about breaking down your work into manageable chunks of 25 minutes, followed by short 5-minute breaks. Then, after 4 Pomodoros, you take a longer break of 15-20 minutes. It's like giving your brain mini power naps throughout the day, keeping it fresh and focused. And the best part? It's ridiculously simple to implement. Seriously. Even if your brain cells are as slow as a sloth on vacation, you can do this. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to run 26 miles straight without stopping, right? Same goes for our brains. We need those breaks to recharge and avoid burnout. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will blow your mind and maybe even get you off the couch. 1. Time is your friend. This technique isn't about cramming everything in, it's about working smarter, not harder. By setting clear time limits, you create a sense of urgency and focus, which can be incredibly motivating. Ever notice how much more productive you are when you know someone's watching? Well, the Pomodoro Technique does that for your brain. 2. Embrace the breaks. Those short breaks aren't just about scrolling through social media, although, let's be real, sometimes they're necessary. They're crucial for clearing your head, refocusing, and preventing mental fatigue. Step away from the screen, stretch your legs, grab a healthy snack, or even just daydream for a few minutes. 3. The power of visualization. Before you dive into each 25-minute session, take a moment to visualize yourself crushing it. Imagine yourself completing tasks efficiently and feeling a sense of accomplishment. This mental rehearsal can actually prime your brain for success. It's like preheating the oven before baking a cake. It makes everything run smoother. 4. Celebrate the wins. Every completed Pomodoro is a victory. Acknowledge those wins, no matter how small they seem. Give yourself a little pat on the back, or better yet, treat yourself to something you enjoy. This positive reinforcement will keep you motivated and coming back for more. 5. Consistency is key. Like any good habit, it takes time to master the Pomodoro Technique. Don't get discouraged if you slip up occasionally. Just keep practicing. The more you use it, the more natural it will become. Let me tell you a quick story about this. So, I was knee-deep in editing podcast scripts, which is like trying to herd cats, by the way, and feeling completely overwhelmed. My to-do list seemed longer than my arm, and my brain felt like mush. But then, I remembered the Pomodoro Technique and decided to give it a shot. I set my timer for 25 minutes, focused solely on editing, and boom. I got through a whole chunk of work that I had been putting off for days. Then I took my short break, grabbed a coffee, and bam, back at it again. It was like flipping a switch. Now, here's the deal. The Pomodoro Technique isn't a magic wand. It's a tool to help you unlock your own productivity potential. It takes effort, consistency, and a little bit of self-discipline. But trust me, it's worth it. by breaking down your work into manageable chunks, taking regular breaks, and celebrating your wins, you can finally conquer procrastination and achieve your goals. So, are you ready to join the productivity revolution? Grab your timer or use your phone. Ciao. Set those 25-minute sessions and start crushing your tasks. Don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. I want to hear how this technique helps you level up your life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it productive, and keep chasing those dopamine hits, the good kind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.